From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called Judgment According to Works, another portion on the theme, The Principles of Divine Judgment. We've seen that the judgment of God is according to truth. Then it is according to the character of the judge, the holy, righteous, and unchangeable God. In this message, Dr. Cairns has been demonstrating that the judgment of God is according to works. The text is Romans 2, verse 6, where we read that God will render to every man according to his deeds. This verse presents the solemn truth that what we do in time has eternal implications. According to verse 7, those who are truly saved continue in well-doing or in good works throughout their Christian lives. The passage also reveals that born-again people are seeking for glory, that is, they are seeking eternal life. God's people recognize that the only thing in this life that matters is living for God's glory, and to hear the Savior say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Dr. Cairns will conclude the message in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, a collection by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Reward is Certain. The text is Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Well, I can do as much as that. I can do a kind act toward the Lord's servant. The Lord knows I love them all, and would count it an honor to wash their feet. For the sake of their master, I love the disciples. How gracious of the Lord to mention so insignificant an action, to give to drink a cup of cold water only. This I can do, however poor. This I may do, however lowly. This I will do right cheerfully. This, which seems so little, the Lord notices when done to the least of his followers. Evidently it is not the cost, nor the skill, nor the quantity that he looks at, but the motive. That which we do to a disciple, because he is a disciple, his Lord observes and recompenses. He does not reward us for the merit of what we do, but according to the riches of his grace. I give a cup of cold water, and he makes me to drink of living water. I give to one of his little ones, and he treats me as one of them. Jesus finds an apology for his liberality in that which his grace has led me to do, and he says, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Thank you.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
Moses, Lord, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. I'm fed up with an empty life. I don't want dead religion. Deliver me from the mechanical ritual can leave my soul like an iceberg even when I'm with my lips professing the greatest spiritual truth. Lord, show me thy glory. The only true pursuit of an immortal soul is the eternal God. And Christians yearning for God's glory yearn therefore for a complete sanctification into His image. We admit, like Paul in Romans 7, that we do feel, and the things we do we don't approve of, and the things we want to do we don't end up doing. So often there's this contradiction, and we feel our failure, as even the great apostle did at times. But nonetheless, our heart's desire is, oh, that I may be transformed from glory to glory into the very image of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells me that's the sanctifying work of the Spirit of God through the Word. And that's our desire. As John puts it in 1 John 3, verse 3, at that day of Christ's coming, we will be like Him. Like Him. For we'll see Him as He is. That's glory. That's glory. Glory is not the diadems of time. Glory is not the laurel wreaths of human attainment. Glory is to be transformed into the absolute likeness of Christ. That's what a Christian yearns for. That's the good work in which he persists. A great French commentator, Frederick Godet, said of glory, this glory for which we desire long, it's an existence without defilement or weakness, resplendent throughout with the divine brightness of holiness and power. The honor that a Christian desires is the favor of God. It's that well done, good and faithful servant. I confess again, as I have done many times, and I hope it doesn't become boring, but if it does, I can't do much to help it. Young people don't, well, they should, but so often we don't give enough thought to this. I thought that I thought about this as a young preacher, and I think I did think about it. But seeing the end a lot nearer than it ever was before, I have come many a time with trembling on my knees before God. Lord, is there anything? Is there anything in these 40 years of preaching, is there anything that will elicit well done? I've had people come to tell me they've been blessed, and I thank God for that. I've had people come to tell me they think I'm a wonderful preacher. I don't understand that. I've had people come to tell me my preaching stinks, and I can't understand that. At the end of the day, I really don't much care. I'd rather you were blessed than they weren't. Because I think of going out to meet my God, I wonder, is there anything over which he will say, well done, good, faithful servant? That's what we seek. That's the only honor worth living for. The immortality. The word means incorruption. It's a word that has the idea of the full resurrection life of the saints, the incorruptible and the irreversible entrance of the saints into the final inheritance that they have in light. It is heaven with all its treasure and with all its pleasure. Jesus used a different word in Matthew 6, but the idea is the same. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. There is a place of incorruptible treasure and immortal pleasure. That's the true definition of eternal life. And that's what Christians seek. The unsaved, ultimately, for all their religion, ultimately they're rooted for themselves, for this world. Whereas God's people are rooted in Christ and the world to come. And can I say one last thing about the Christians and their reward? This is, in many ways, the most glorious part. They receive everything they seek for. They get everything they seek for. They're seeking eternal life, and you'll notice that God gives them, verse 10, glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. I said I would refer again to Isaiah 3. And this is where I'll do it. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Say to the Christian, say to the justified man, say to the man whose focus is on eternity, whose yearning is after God, whose trust is in Christ, and the proof of whose faith is in his persistence in this good work. Say to him, it shall be well. Satan may come and say, you're not good enough for heaven. Listen, this whole thing is not about your being good enough for heaven. Christ is good enough for heaven. Christ is the one who merits heaven. Christ is the one who gets us to glory. Christ is the one who covers us with his blood and with his righteousness. It's through him that we get to heaven. This is to set you free to work that good work, not to merit heaven, but because you're going to heaven. The devil might say you're not good enough. Listen, say to the righteous, it shall be well. It shall be well. Eternally well. Well with your soul for all eternity. Say to the righteous, he doesn't pray in vain. He doesn't live in vain. He doesn't witness in vain. He may think he has seen nothing through years of service. You may feel like a Jeremiah, an utter failure. You may see everything you cherish dashed into the dust of the ground. But say to the righteous, it will be well. He will eat the fruit of his doings. Oh, what an encouragement to keep on keeping on doing good. Mother, are you praying for a poor errant son? Pray on, for you'll eat the fruit of your doings. Father, are you preaching? Are you witnessing? Are you showing by your life to an ungodly family, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, the way of life? And Satan tells you it's all in vain. Listen, it shall be well. Keep at the work of God, for you shall eat the fruit of your doings. Are you holding on to Christ? And the standard of his gospel in an age of apostasy, in an age when it is not the popular thing to stand for God. Are you taking a lonely stand outside the camp and the world says you're a fool and you've lost a whole lot because of your fidelity to Christ? Listen, say to the righteous, it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Heaven is not a disappointment. Heaven is not a disappointment. It's the place where God, to use the idea of Ephesians chapter 2, in the kindness of His grace toward us, gives us all that Christ has purchased. All that the infinite wisdom of God can devise for the holy pleasure of His people. Think of that. When unsullied by sin, not distracted by our folly, even now beyond temptation, we'll be with Him and like Him in the full embrace of our Father's love and perfect provision. There is a reward for every Christian according to his labor. In the light of this, believer, can you waste whatever time you've left in the trivialities that so often would force themselves upon you? In the light of all this, should we not stand back and with Paul say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? In the light of this, will we not say in the hymn we so often sing, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated unto Thee. There is a reward. I will postpone till next week the second point. How important it is for sinners. It's a different story. Not a reward we're talking about, but the wages of sin.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.